Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Meghan Markle has a new book. No, this one is not a tell-all about life as a royal or a behind-the-scenes look at the making of episode one of a $25 million Spotify podcast. This one is a children's book titled The Bench, which will be published next month. Meghan tells us via a statement, "The Bench started as a poem I wrote for my husband on Father's Day, the month after Archie was born. That poem became this story. My hope is that The Bench resonates with every family, no matter the makeup, as much as it does with mine. Of note is that the book cover features her royal title, the Duchess of Sussex." The book caught the attention of Piers Morgan, writing under the headline, "How can Meghan Markle preach about father-child relationships?" for the Daily Mail. Piers writes, "Notwithstanding Ms. Markle's seemingly unlimited thirst for committing attention-seeking acts of gargantuan hypocrisy, this seemed beyond parody. But it was real. I laughed out loud when the news broke via her ecstatic publishers, and even louder when I read the accompanying gush-laden statements. Ms. Markle proudly informed us that her debut literary tome captures the warmth, joy, and comfort of their relationship between fathers and sons from all walks of life. I wonder how much these touching sentiments will resonate with her own family or her husband's. Lest we forget, Ms. Markle has ruthlessly disowned her father Thomas and refuses to have anything to do with him, despite the fact that they now live just 70 miles from each other. She's also reported to have disowned every other Markle, none of whom were invited to her wedding. This doesn't seem like someone overly keen to operate an inclusive lens to me. In fact, it seems a singularly exclusive lens." Piers then ranted about the Oprah interview before focusing on the use of the royal title. "Yet when it comes to flogging her book, what author name does Meghan Markle use? Ah, of course, Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex. Yes, she continues to cynically exploit her royal titles because she knows that's the only reason anyone is paying her vast sums of money to spew her uniquely unctuous brand of pious hectoring gibberish in Netflix documentaries, Spotify podcasts, or children's books." Pierce adds, "If she really cared about father-child relationships, she'd take a chauffeur-driven limousine on the hour-long trip to see her own father who's never even met either Harry or Archie." Palace Intrigue will be right back. But is Meghan's new book really about Harry? Phil Dampier, author of Royally Suited, Harry and Meghan in Their Own Words, has looked at the drawings in the book and told Fabulous that Meghan is using the book to highlight how sad Harry is to lose his military title, saying, "The illustration of a red-haired soldier hugging his little boy looks as though he has come home from war after many years and pulls at the heartstrings. Mum is in tears as she looks through the window and sees her husband returning from battle to pick up family life once more. Meghan is probably showing how much the army meant to Harry and how upset he is to lose his military titles." In other news, Palace insider Duncan Larcombe said if any in-depth details of any personal conversations between Harry and his family after the funeral are revealed, that really will be the final straw. The updated version of Finding Freedom is due to come out in August, with new chapters addressing the Oprah ballot. Larcombe spoke to Closer magazine and said, "If any more negative information comes out about the royals or in-depth details of any personal conversations between Harry and his family after the funeral are revealed, that really will be the final straw. That'll be it. There'll be no chance of reconciliation ever, and all trust will be broken. How could anyone from the royal family trust them again if the intimate details of a conversation were leaked? All this drama is enough to make one drink." Fortunately, the Queen has launched a slow gin in royal shops. The new gin is not to calm Her Majesty's nerves, but rather an attempt to plug what the Mirror calls a £30 million black hole in its finances. Promising a product which have steeped in Buckingham Palace gin, giving the slow gin a unique and intense fruit flavour. Launched in 2020, Buckingham Palace gin is infused with botanicals from the palace garden, including lemon verbena, hawthorn berries, bay leaves, and mulberry leaves. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.